Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Tuesday, the 13th of April. I was going to do Welsh then. I don't know why. Why was I going to do Welsh? It's the actor in me. It's the George Clooney in me. Wait till the summer. The old singing's coming back full built. I've been a bit too busy to focus on it, but I will be warming up the old vocals and entertaining you all through the summer months, particularly when Sam's finally gets over to Malta and I'm here on my own. So I've just got to entertain myself all the time. Right, what have I got? Okay, I've updated two spreadsheets on the website today, the goal times and the goal percentages. I'll cover that goal percentages sheet in a bit. Had our first week of second half goals over 80%. And I've done Ultimate, obviously. Remember, Ultimate guys got another one Thursday, Rotherham playing tonight and Thursday. Also, I am... literally, when I finish this podcast, starting my those of you who've emailed in Ultimate members when I asked for things you'd like to see included in the process, I'm going to close that period now because I've got, you know, a lot of you have overlapped with stuff you want to see. I'm going to implement as much of it as possible. It'll be the biggest sort of overhaul of the inner processes, if you like, here since 2012-13 or maybe 2015 we did some to get all this info in, and you know there's certain things I want to do with it and make both databases standardized so they're exactly the same, all that sort of stuff, but adding in these extra markets and stuff like that, I need to start liaising with the people who I need to make that happen. So I'm going to close that process. If you've got anything that you, anybody who was desperate to email in and they've sort of sat on their hands, do so in the next 24 hours or I can't consider it. I need to move this forward now. It will be a good 2-3-4 month project, and then it will need strict testing and things before we get to the new season. So to be fair, most of you have had similar ideas, or a lot of you have a couple of unique ones, but most people have had similar stuff they want to see. So we're going to start that process, and obviously the first phase for me is to write out a document detailing it all and get the parties that I need to help me involved, and we can make it all pretty much all happen, I would hope, and get it functioning properly. It's just a matter of me for having something that's you know, the build process on a Tuesday and Friday that functions and does it properly. But yeah, thank you for those who've written in. I'll get that done. So I've updated those two sheets this morning there on the website, so for anybody can go and look at those just go to the blog. It was the goal and goal times one and the goal percentages one. Whether I continue to make them available to all, I might make them members only next year, and I don't say that lightly, just causes me too much aggro. People who just, you know, I hinted at it yesterday, it's driving me mad at the minute. People who just want to get involved for the sake of a ruck. I just, you know, particularly as you get older, I just have not got time for it. I've not got time to deal with idiots. I don't know what makes them tick. I've got no interest in it whatsoever, other than giving them a fucking good headbutt. Generally, got no interest in it. So it may just be something, again, if I can control the access, then, you know, you try and do things to help people and you just get sick of it, I'll be honest. And a bit, you know, that leads into what I said yesterday. You know, I've had loads of queries about yesterday's pod. I actually, when I was recording it, thought it was naff again, but some of you said it was very good, which is great and appreciated. I think a slight misleading into, you know, I've got a real clarity in my head at the minute, probably for the first time in a long time. I've got a real clarity of where I want to take the website. I know what I can help people with, things I want to do. I really want to do that, you know, it, for myself as much as anybody going through. I think there's stuff that if I revisit it, it'll help me. And it's more going on a journey. And to do that, you've got to have the right people involved. It's you end up wasting your time on the people who are doing it for the wrong reasons or whatever. It's not a level. You don't have to be a professional better. You don't have to be winning X, Y, Z. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in more the commitment of people, what they actually want to achieve, what the end game is, what the goals are. You know, and I sort of said yesterday, write down what your beliefs are. I won't, for example, take anybody who hasn't got any goals. I've done loads of bits on goals. I'm not interested. If you haven't got a goal of where you want to get to, it's difficult. I can't, if you can't do it, there's absolutely no way I can help you get there. So it's really going to be more that sort of person I'm looking for. And it is open to everybody, but I've got to have control over who I deal with, because you end up spending time dealing with people that they're there for the wrong reason. And that's not being nasty, it's just an absolute fact. I don't make this up. You know, people in the Telegram group were saying, I deal with too many idiots. And I used to try and cater for everybody. And as you get older, and as my time's got less, I just actually, fuck off, I'm not interested. I could stand and have rucks with you, I could make podcasts about you, I'm not interested. I genuinely do not like you, I don't think anything of you, I've got no time for you, fuck off. Go and, there's tons of sites out there, I've said it hundreds of times, go and do your own thing, leave me out of it. If you want to turn it into a fucking war, we'll have a war, I'm right up for that. But otherwise, fuck off and leave me alone. And that's basically where that will go. I've got to say, a real clarity. I know exactly what I want to do with it, exactly where I want to go with it, and exactly what we can do. I've got a good idea how to set it all up, but it's got to be for the right people. Otherwise, I'm wasting my time. And I'm not just doing it because, oh, look at me, I want to help you. I genuinely think I'll learn something from it. I think it's great to go back over things. It's great to revisit things, keep your brain going. And there'll be bits that I learn off people. I've met fantastic people through FTS. It's one of the big things. People who've helped me with all sorts of stuff. You know, you forge relationships. You meet people with that and do it. So that's one of my motives for doing it. Two, to get to know the people I deal with a bit better, which always helps. And I think it'll be good for a lot of people. I think I know I can help people, but I can only help the right people. And I've got a way that I think now I can do it. The podcast led to a lot of that. Ideas from you guys, doing some training over the last 12, 18 months, you know, talking to people of different levels. But it's not a levels thing. I'm not looking at, oh, you're good, I can make you there. I'm looking at more a commitment level there. I want people who believe in what I do, if you like, and are committed to doing it. And if you're not, that's absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine. What I'm basically saying, I don't want to waste my time or anybody else's time dealing with people who've got no interest or they've got ulterior motives or whatever it may be. I'm you know, too old for it now, just not interested in it in the slightest. Right, where was I? I don't know where I've gone. See, I do this and I go off on them, don't I? The goal times, let's do that. Yeah, so goal and goal times, that website, he says, that sheet. I've uploaded those two sheets. That's how this all started, I think. So yeah, I said goal percentages, 80%. 80% in the week of the 2nd to the 9th of April, second half goals. That's that, I think, coincides with that period I made the video, which obviously highlights that that was a good week. That is the first 80% week where there's been 200 games or more in a week. Remember, this is FDD leagues. There's a couple of weeks where there's only 40, 50 games because the international breaks in November and March. But that's the first 200-plus game week at 80% since October last year. Quite staggering. In, if you took the season, I mean, if we go from, I guess, if we go from September, say, would be when the season, all the big leagues started, second half goals from September through to Christmas week were running at 79%, and then from New Year's Day onwards they're running at 76%. You know, it's 3% drop over hundreds of games. It is a big difference. And similarly, first half goals were running around 69-70%, and they are running around 68%. And for the last 5-6 weeks, even longer than that, I think, for the last, since February, 5th of February, so the last few months, they're running at 66-67%. Real drop off. And I sort of said yesterday about opportunity. Somebody emailed me and said, what do I mean? And I think people want a push button way to do this. They're always just looking at, can I just push a button and keep doing the same thing every week? When you look and study data all the time, and I'm not saying I do it correctly or wrongly, I'm not getting into the realms of that, but when you look at data, you can spot these things happening in effect. And I know it's a bet that people hate. So I noticed that first half goals, for example, were heading downwards. They were getting less and less. So I was betting, looking for first half goals. Found it getting harder and harder, a bit slower. Obviously, I think goal numbers are going down. You look at goals per game, leagues, everything. We know it's been different this year. So I sort of looking at that around my Christmas analysis, January analysis, and before, and it's carried on since, games where the over 2.5 is the underdog, so over 2.5 is greater than 2, so under 2.5 is odds on, makes that favourite, where over 2.5 is favourite, and the first half goal price to back no first half goals is over 3. Since January, there's been about 160 games, 24, 25 points profit. That, to me, is an opportunity. You could see it happening. So, you know, it's a decision whether you jump on or not. But, again, that's having that data, you can see it happening. I'm fairly confident, and do any of this at your own peril, that will continue until the end of the season. I think we'll see an upturn of these numbers August onwards, but I don't see anything changing over the next few weeks. That's an opportunity. I'm really loath to put any bearing on goal markets this season, particularly since sort of October onwards, to what I take into next season. I really am, but that might just be me personal. But those numbers have definitely fallen, and by posting those numbers for you guys, it's not to say, oh, look at that, there it is. It's just to show you trends. That's actually what's happening. You can't lie with what's happening. The data's there. I can look at it. As I say, I can jump up and down a bit. Oh, no goals. Or I can actually say, hang on a minute, that's going that way. We can apportion whatever reason we want. No crowds, you know, too much football. We can have that argument. Doesn't really matter. Ultimately, they're the numbers we're going to deal with. And that's it. And then we'll get through to next season, and I expect we'll see a different picture. But again, we don't know what football's going to look like next season. You know, things have just opened up. We don't know what we're going to be dealing with come next, come August. We don't know whether we're going to have variants. World's going to be back to normal. You genuinely have no idea. I think the uncertainty of it all now is what's probably wearing people. But I expect a good few people had a good few beers in the first day yesterday. Saying about unders first half goals, I have got a couple of games I like a first half goal in tonight. There you go. Didn't expect to have anything, but they have cropped up, and they are AFC Wimbledon kicking off at 6:30 in League One, and 7:00 Oxford in League One. Both those games first half goal. You know how it works. If it gets to sort of 0-0 on 20-25 minutes, drip back a first half goal. Have a lovely week. If you do get out, enjoy yourselves, and I will be back Friday for the football preview.